This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to highlight a couple things here real quick because it really does infuriate me. It jacks me up. It makes me angry. That's youth talk. How the state-controlled narrative is to continuously talk about how an unarmed black man was taken out by the police. Little did they take the time to do, friends, and little did the American people know, for the most part, that two Iowa police officers were shot and killed this morning. But it's interesting the time that they'll take to highlight the crimes of a black man, unarmed, and I'm not advocating crime in any sense of the word, but I'm tired of the slant that the media has been putting against our police, and it's over with, friends. I'm tired of it. Folks, to high-five the facts here, because facts are stubborn things, USA crime statistics 2015, blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. Hey, folks, I want to say this. All lives matter. Blue lives matter. All the more here, friends, because I'm sick and tired of the slant that they put on the facts again, America. So we got that set straight, first and foremost here on the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another, friends. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And or if you'd like to go jump over on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next up and coming segments, three of them, mind you, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, truly it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's no getting around that, and there's a whole lot of that going on. I wanted to highlight a couple things here real quick. We found out, and I seen this clown at the GNC. I seen him, a long time ago, out at the GOP conference that they had in Tampa Bay, Florida, and I'm speaking of Paul Ryan, when the people were diluted in the sense of what, again, that they were doing. They were just going along to get along. They weren't checking the facts. They were just going along with the fact that, well, Mitt Romney's our next president. And who's going to be the vice president? Well, none other than Paul Ryan, friends. And I seen this guy, and when I say he's a clown, again, keep in mind, friends, for those that fall for it, the joke is on you. But, folks, Paul Ryan is corrupt. And I want to say this, too, as well. And so are those who continuously go along with the establishment in which you're complaining about. He's a treasonous individual. And this is another one one of those I told you so's. It truly is. Now, if the so-called self-professed Christians and conservatives would quit fawning all over these corrupt politicians, I want to say to you that are listening to me today, maybe you could ensure a future for your children if you'd actually do your own homework. Or is it that you just want to take things for face value and for some reason or another, you have some idea in your empty head, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, that all these corrupt politicians are just going to go away? No, they are not. They're lining up for the next position to go ahead and pull one over on the American people. The reason I'm bringing this up, by the way, read Luke 7:35 when you get a moment. Paul Ryan betrayed the American people by making a deal with Hillary Clinton to get a Supreme Court seat for his sister-in-law after the election. That's why he's going against the people's choice, okay? Now, I'm saying that again because I want you to know that Paul Ryan was just busted through WikiLeaks document. Take it for what it is. But again, friends, it lines up. You judge a man by his fruit, and there's no denying the corruption concerning Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan made a deal with Hillary Clinton for Supreme Court seat for his sister-in-law. Now, this is called treason. And if I can take it another step, I would like to do that. Remember, friends, it was back in December 16th of 2015 that Paul Ryan's first legislative act was to give Barack Hussein Obama every single thing that he wanted, even going so far as to fund the illegals that are coming into the United States of America illegally, helping Barack Hussein Obama for the American people that have tolerated this criminal that has transgressed the Constitution over 1,180 times. Here's Paul Ryan. Here's the establishment. Here's the face of the establishment. Again, showing you that there's no difference between the left and the right paradigm. They are in it together. Hey, I'll tell you the one that's not going along with it. The one standing against it. And I want to know which one that is because I've yet to find that one individual, a man or a woman, a statesman or a stateswoman, that will actually stand up and do what they are obligated to do. And that is to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Folks, Paul Ryan betrayed America on his first legislative act. He gave $1.1 trillion, a 2,000-plus page omnibus bill, funds fundamentally transforming your country. And yet we have these people in this country that call themselves conservatives and or self-professed Christians that just take them for face value. You look at their fruit. And that's you. That's how you are to judge them, Matthew 4. Remember, Ryan's omnibus bill fully funded DACA. Ryan's omnibus bill funded sanctuary cities for illegals, America. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Is that not interesting? Does that not put a chill up your spine, friends? Do you see what these people are doing in other countries right now? They're being plundered. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Listen carefully. This is perfect judgment. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Friends, there is no, folks, the terrorists are those that are called to represent you. There's no getting around this. Who's attacking you more than your representatives are, America? Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlements. Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens in the United States of America. Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign workers' visas. Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases, and he's a conservative?
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I want to go back to this. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Paul Ryan and his betrayal of the American people. It just came out in WikiLeaks. Again, take it for face value or pull the curtain back and do your own homework and find out, friends. But if we judge men by their fruit, we can see over and over and over again it lines up perfectly. Paul Ryan makes a deal with a Hillary Clinton for Supreme Court seat for his sister-in-law. And again, friends, I was highlighting during the first segment that this man is corrupt from the top to the bottom. He is the establishment. You know, it's interesting. These individuals, along with many other self-proclaimed conservatives and Christians, have given a pass to Barack Hussein Obama every step of the way, even going so far as to do his biddings for him. And yet these self-proclaimed conservatives are the ones standing against the people's choice in the United States of America. Is it by design? You're going to have to discern that for yourself. But the fact of the matter is we're calling out someone that is corrupt, that's been found to be corrupt. In America, it is your job, and it's those that represent you, the people in this country, that have an obligation to bring forth the articles of impeachment concerning every one of them, Article 2, Section 4, and then to bring forth charges after they're properly impeached. But again, Paul Ryan, folks, he's been busted again. Paul Ryan betrayed the American people by making a deal with Hillary Clinton to get a Supreme Court seat for his sister-in-law after the elections. Who's helping Hillary Clinton get an office? He is. So are the conservatives, friends. The self-professed conservatives. I want to tell you what a conservative is, okay? Because when you look at the definition of conservatism, it is a preservative. Okay, it is having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Now, is that what you see from the conservatives of the day in this country? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. That's what they are. And today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. And folks, they're all criminal. They've all been washed down the river of iniquity. In America, why are you okay with it? Again, conservative defined out in Webster's 1828, a preservative. It stops the putrefaction. Having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Really? Is that what we're seeing today? Well, where does that word come from? Where is it derived from? Where did they extract that word, conservative? I'm humored when people say, I'm a conservative, but I'm not a Christian. Really? Boy, no wonder why you're confused. Big time. Matthew 5:13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. And what is the conservative today? Good for nothing to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Jesus said, you're to be the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all them that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Is this what you see? Absolutely not, friends. I was just highlighting during the first segment that Paul Ryan, folks, which heads up the conservative movement in so many different ways, right? The great leader of the conservative movement. Again, he's not called to lead. Folks, the government has their tentacles in so many unconstitutional things today that it sickens me to the core. They have three purposes, not 1,500. If our forefathers seen what the American people have tolerated through federal government, which is a creature of the state, not the other way around, they would be turning over in their graves today. But let's go back to old conservative Christian Paul Ryan, who betrays the American people back in December of 2015. Actually, it was December 16th of 2015, so just giving you the actual date. Paul Ryan betrays America. $1.1 trillion. I want to highlight what he is actually funding with your dime. With your dime. With your dime, America. 2,000-plus page omnibus bill funds fundamental transformation of America. Do you think, hey, folks, remember, again, this just comes to my aid. Thank you, Lord. I really sincerely appreciate that. But do you not remember when FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned? I'm going to let you sit on that for a moment. There's nothing in politics that's first not planned. I want to say there's nothing in politics that happens that the American people didn't give them a pass to go ahead and do in the first place. Because I don't care what they plan. It's for the American people to overthrow their unjust plans and illegal plans and unconstitutional plans. And what do? They get up there and they make an appeal to the American people only to appease you and only to pacify you by telling you what you want to hear, all the while knowing, America, every one of you listening to me knows exactly what I'm saying. Oh, they told me exactly what I wanted to hear. But within your heart, because God gave you a conscience, which means with knowledge, you know that that's not what they're going to do. Very, very far and few between have actually done that. But going back to what FDR said, there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen, folks. That's not first planned. There's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned, he said. Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement is a total and complete sellout of the American people masquerading as an appropriations bill. Did you hear what I said? Again, I want to give you the list. Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. Ryan's omnibus bill, folks, funds sanctuary cities. By the way, unconstitutional. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Unconstitutional. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Unconstitutional. Ryan's omnibus funds illegal alien resettlement in America. I said illegal alien resettlement. Illegal. Unconstitutional. Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens in the United States of America. If you weren't paying attention just last week, Barack Hussein Obama was releasing convicted drug dealers in the United States of America on the population of the people in this country. And don't forget about those 67,000 felons that are here illegally in America that he released onto the cities of America as well. See, so you're going to at length get what you've got coming if you don't deal with it. Going on, Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign workers' visas. Okay, this is the conservative leader, friends. And of course, I am being facetious in the sense of calling him a conservative. He's a traitor, is what he is, friends. Ryan's omnibus bill funds tax credits for illegal aliens. Unconstitutional, friends. Null and void. It is illegal. Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. Wow! On your dimes, America. Are you going to return to the Lord after this? Read the book of Amos, folks. The Lord shows his judgments upon a people, and he said, but yet they still haven't returned unto me. But yet they still haven't returned unto me. I did this, and they still haven't returned unto me. Read the book of Amos, friends. The entirety of it takes you a good hour to read it. Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. Has anybody taken the time to see Paul Ryan's home? It's interesting, folks, because it's a gated little community he's got around his house. He's got walls all the way around his house. This reminds me of the anti-gunners. Hey, you peasants can't have a gun. They want you to believe. But it's interesting how they have Secret Service protecting them against the people that they're supposed to serve. When are you going to get to the point, America, where enough is enough? This isn't conservatism. This is not Christianity. This is traitorous, friends. This is treason. And now we just found out again, going back to my original point, friends, now we have Paul Ryan making a deal with he has been doing his best to divert your attention away from the people's choice over to Hillary Clinton. Is this leading by opposition again? Use your own discernment. But the bottom line is, friends, what is he doing as the people's representative? He's not one. These people aren't like me and you, America. When are you going to figure this much out? They don't think like me and you. You know as well as I do, they think they're above the law, when in fact they are not. And I'm going to keep reiterating that point. And I want to reiterate the point to America, that you are the law, number one. Number two is justice is what guards your liberty. And what is it that you're going to give your posterity if you don't stand up and draw the line in the sand now and send the message that if you do it again to any single one of them, and I'm not talking about these that are already pronounced guilty as hell, literally, because they are, friends. I'm talking about those up and comings, that if you want to go ahead and corrupt even the smallest infraction of one of our constitutional laws, you will be dealt with. That is my message. Let judgment run down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 in 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, just highlighting what's going on across the boards in your country. And folks, I'm on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. I'm just going to give you a couple of headlines. Just listen to this, and we're going to get back to my point here in just a moment. We have, as we know, that the Bundys were just exonerated of all charges because they were doing their best to expose the Clinton crimes concerning her selling uranium ore over to the Russians, like Harry Reid is selling to the Chinese over in Nevada. Did you know that the lawless left, as you call them, friends, claim acquittal of Bundys is weaponized white privilege? When are you going to get tired of playing these little games? And what's sad about this, folks, what used to be a joke back in the 80s, I remember, you'd always see the headlines, and you can still see them today, National Inquiring Minds need to know and they want to know. Remember those commercials back in the 80s? And everything they wrote, nobody believed it? Well, that's what you have in front of your face today. It's almost so unbelievable. It's almost surreal what the American people have tolerated. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, listen to this. Corrupt Clinton Foundation's partnership with Planned Parenthood promotes abortion around the globe. Here we have the globalists at work again, friends. I've got a question for you, because this is what reminds me of the crimes of those that were in Nuremberg. Who are the warmongers? Who are those that are creating all of this chaos? And remember James Madison, the father of the Constitution, that said, no country can endure continual warfare. Who's doing all this? Is this the people, or is this the politicians' friends? It reminds me of Karl Dönitz, who said that concerning the war in Germany back in the 30s, he said it was the politicians that brought the war forth. So I just gave you your answer. As a matter of fact, I can go back to Hermann Göring. He said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Well, in fact, if you pull the curtain back, who was responsible for doing the attacking? The politicians were. It was the politicians. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Uma Abedin. Emails probe will be headed up by John Podesta's best friend. That's the fox in the chicken coop. I also want to reiterate this point. When the government, listen carefully, when corruption in government, and when the government refuses to indict someone with overwhelming evidence like that of the Clintons, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, like that of the Bushes, like that of other corrupt politicians, when the government refuses to indict someone with overwhelming evidence, it's obvious that they're corrupt as well. Of course it is. They're protecting themselves. And I've shared this with you over and over and over and over and over again, America. The conservatives today, they're just starting to catch on. If the football game isn't on Sunday, folks, I'll tell you what, I got their attention. Good for them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama administration. Folks, again, keep in mind, I don't care whose administration it is, we're all, and that includes the executive office as well, folks, we're all ruled by the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Obama's administration allowing U.S. troops to fight alongside Shiite militias and Hezbollah in Mosul? Really? Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Former FBI officials, Clintons are a crime family and something big is about to happen. We'll see what happens. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. These are the headlines, friends. Trump and Clinton assemble army of lawyers to contest election results. Folks, again, go down to the facts. I want to ask you a question. Why is it, America, that with all the facts that we have laid out for you, it takes probably 3 to 6 months to a year, some cases 15 years, for people to catch up what we have been telling you? Why is it that when you listen to the conservative outlets, friends, how come they are continuously, even today, talking about how Trump and Clinton are neck to neck? When we've exposed she doesn't have the support, who are those conservative outlets bought and paid for? That is important for you to know. How come they're not talking about the Clintons and their crimes against we the people and their acts of treason, or Paul Ryan's acts of treason, or all those that are protecting these individuals to go on in their crimes against we the people, that most conservatives think for some reason or another they're in there for us, when in fact they approve just the exact opposite? How come they're not talking about real issues on mainstream media? Because they don't want you to get, folks, they don't want you to actually mean what you say. And they don't want to push you to action. Because I'll tell you something, friend, they're scared to death that you're actually going to do something about what God commanded you to do. And God forbid they have that, because then if that's the case, you're going to tear down their little party. You're going to tear down their little alliance, America. And by the way, just to give you a little history, that's what our forefathers were made out of, and that's what our military is made out of, friends. For the rest of you, do what you will. Because you're going to have to answer for it sooner or later. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hacked email shows Donna Brazile leaked debate questions to Hillary Clinton. Crooked cheaters, of course they're leaked. They're all pre-scripted, friends. They're all pre-approved. And I know some people still don't get this, friends, but they are. If you ever want to know why, when they're asked a question, they just go off on a five-minute little rant, it's because they were already asked. And what's terrible about it is the American people, you don't even know the difference of what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. I mean, when you look at these debates, 95% of what they're talking about, friends, they have no constitutional authority to do in the first place. If the government is big enough to give it to you, they're big enough to take it away from you. And first of all, if you knew the Constitution, you'd find that that's not their position whatsoever. And let me go over to all you Trumpites. Yesterday I was driving about doing the work of the Lord as we always do 24/7 here. If we're not sleeping, we're dreaming, right? But we're still being influenced by that Spirit. Praise God. What's interesting is I turned on, again, the radio. And here's Donald Trump telling the American people everything that they want to hear. Oh, that's not going to be hard. Oh, that's going to be too simple. We're going to bring prosperity back to America. Do you know anything, America, of dictatorships and how they operate? The government brings it down to a point where all of a sudden the hero is delivered up. He begins to tell you everything that you want to hear. He gives you prosperity. He gives you everything that he is not constitutionally authorized to give you. Just like what I was listening to yesterday. I'm sitting here and I'm saying, okay, so where does he have the authority to create jobs? That's not his job to create jobs. Hey, I would like for somebody smart enough to call me in right now and go ahead and confront what I'm sharing with you. I really would appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And maybe silence is going to prove my point here. Where is it government's job to create jobs? Can somebody show me in the Constitution where it's their job to produce jobs? Can you tell me where it's their job, folks? Can you tell me where it's their job to give the right back to the people concerning the education of their children? It should have never been taken away from in the first place. Can you tell me, folks, and what should scare all of you Trumpites is the fact that Donald, he's talking about taking care of that disastrous plan called Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8, but he said we need to tear it down and replace it. Well, wait a second. That's double talk. It's unconstitutional. What are you going to replace it with? Someone call in and show me constitutionally where the government is supposed to actually force the people to buy health care. Tell me somebody where the government has a place to defend a felon, namely the sodomites throughout the United States of America, against whom they so desired to attack, like Donald Trump said he was going to do. I just, again, showing you that Hillary Clinton belongs in prison. We already have that. Period. Exclamation. We already are agreed on that. But I'm asking you, Americans, where government and where Donald Trump comes off talking out of the other side of his mouth on an issue that the government does not have the authorization from the people or delegated authority from the people to implement against we the people illegally. Can somebody please share that with me? 1-866-582-9933. Can somebody show me constitutionally where the government is supposed to go ahead and police the world? I want someone to call me in, and I want you to tell me where it says in the Constitution that that is given unto them to go ahead and rule the roost by calling the shots, when in fact we the people, those that derive their just powers from we the people, where they got the delegated authority to do that. Because I never gave it to them. We the people in the United States of America never gave it to them. So where did they get it? Where did they get it? They got it off the backs of the ignorant and the American people. That's how they did it. That's why they've been dummying you down in public schools for the last 60 years in this country. And the professed church, what are they doing today? They're going right along with it because they at length were the ones responsible for education in the first place. As were the moms and the dads. Train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they were old, they will not depart from it. But no, we're going to give them over to a bunch of liberal whacks, namely the NEA, and go ahead and make their children a prey to the sodomites that Donald Trump advocates and said he would protect them. Folks, I can keep going. I can keep going. But what I heard from Donald Trump yesterday, folks, case in point, do a little homework for yourselves. Don't just listen to what Bradley Dean has to say on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. You tell me how dictators operate. You tell folks and the people every word that he says, they're just hanging on it. They're looking at him as maybe that he might be the next father of our country. No, we only have one father, and mine doesn't look like Donald Trump, and it sure doesn't look like Hillary Clinton. And the fact of the matter is I'm breaking down and tearing down this altar, America, because you need to understand a whole plethora of issues that the government talks about, they have no business being in it in the first place. I'm just trying to set some people free that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, it's the last segment. We've been shooting from the hip today. I've got a couple things in front of me that just fired me up, and I'm just going to tear them down, friends. When the Lord told Gideon to tear down his father's altars, it exposed the enemies. Friends, going back to the beginning of the show today, who is helping your enemies into the United States of America without the help of your representatives? Man, these are just questions nobody seems to be able to answer. Your representatives are. The last segment, I was asking you the question, call in, tell me where the government has constitutional authority to do the things that they have been doing against the will of the people. You're being enslaved, America, again. Reminds me of the Black Moses, Harriet Tubman, when she was asked the question by a reporter. So, it's our understanding that you freed thousands of slaves. She said, yes, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Are you free, friends, to do the right thing? Because it seems to me that in this country, when you do the right thing, that's when you get in trouble. You know, let me give you kind of a parable here, because we've been talking about dealing with corrupt politicians, because, friends, you have them all over the place, let me tell you, in this country. And you should be ashamed of what you've been tolerating in America, for real. I remember one time going to a program here in my backyard, and it was a program called MEDA. And it's based off the same program, the DARE program. And the DARE program, what they do is they have police officers in the MEDA program. They bring in police officers into public schools. And what they do is they bring drugs, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, whatever the case may be. They put them in glass cases and they show the kids what the drugs are. And then what they have next to the drugs is they show you how to use the drugs, just like the DARE program does. And then it shows you where you can buy the drugs, just like the DARE program does, the MEDA program does. So I went to this meeting, and they were all up there patting themselves on the back. And after doing 360 high schools across the country, I knew exactly what I was exposing. This is communism, friends. And I said to them, how is it that you sit here for an hour and a half, showing the kids what the drugs look like, how to use the drugs, and where to even get the drugs? And then when I walk out the door, you have police officers standing there with row after row of paraphernalia showing the kids what to use and how to use the drugs. I thought it was your job as police officers to prevent the crime. And the way to prevent the crime is to enforce the law against the crime. You don't teach them how to commit the crime. But they're now teaching young people in public schools across the country. This has been going on for a long time in this country as to how to use the drugs. As a matter of fact, DARE program and this MEDA program, this is a fact. Did you know that drug use went up 30% when these programs first came out? Yeah, of course they did. I even talked to a local drug dealer. This was probably about 7 years ago when we were filming my war documentary. And he said, I didn't know anything about anything until the DARE program was brought in to show me what it looks like and how to use it and where to get it. So I started to sell it, he said. And America, I want to say this to you. Prevention is better than cure. You're taking on a backside and a broad-sided, backwards, upside-down message, and you're applying it in a most ineffective way. You need to get back to what the Word of God has to say so you can have eyes to see and ears to hear with an understanding heart, which is brought about through repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. So how is it that you're taking on the message that we need to highlight the crime rather than being the law and establishing judgment and highlighting righteousness and peace within the gate? No, this is what you're tolerating, America. 29 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 7%, 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 of your representatives have bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have been arrested for assault. 71 have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 of them have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are current defendants in lawsuits. And 84 were stopped for drunk driving. But were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. In other words, they felt that they were above the law that me and you, America, abide by. Do they not have the roles completely upside down? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar they do. You better bet your bottom dollar they do, America. How is it that they've taken on a mentality that they can go and do whatever they want to do? Who's given them the idea that it's okay to do whatever you want to do? Because they know, again, let me just speak to you, America, for a moment. They know that you're not going to do anything about their crimes. They've gauged you First they desensitized you, then they've gauged you, and then they began to teach you that they were above the law, just like they're trying to teach you right now. As they're trying to push criminal Hillary Clinton into the White House. Because the message to you, America, is there's nothing that you can do about it. That's what they want to leave you with. There's nothing you can do about it. And if you dare stand up against us, we'll squash you like a bug. Oh, only if America... This all reminds me, thank you, Lord, this all reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. It truly does. Remember little Toto? Remember he was standing there with the straw man and the lion and the tin man and the girl. And wasn't it interesting? Wasn't it interesting how little Toto, Dorothy, and little Toto had enough brains to go pull the curtain back, only to find a little man behind the curtain that was projecting his voice through the state-controlled media, America, through a big, fearful, oppressive face that says, if you dare stand against us, this is what we're going to do. Let me take on the fact that I'm the little dog barking because I'm totally okay with it. I'm the little dog that's pulling the curtain back to say, this is your enemy. That is not what they want you to see and who they really are. That's how they play, friends. They premise everything on a lie through deceptive measures to only paralyze you through fear and oppression to say that there's nothing that you can do about it. I want to tell you something. 56 signers, along with less than 3% of the population in 13 colonies, stood up against the greatest military empire in the world back in 1776. And they said, no longer will we submit to a corrupt tyrant named King George any longer. Less than 3%. Now, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy 318.9 million people. I have never seen so many cowards in all of my life. Call it name-calling, call it what you will, but the fact of the matter is it applies to this particular situation. They are only doing what you're letting them get away with. They are only doing what you are putting up with, America. That's all. And really what it comes down to is just this. Disobedience towards God. Disobedience towards God. Disobedience towards God. I can find nowhere in Scripture where the Lord asked anything when he was giving a commandment, friends. Nowhere. Noah did that God commanded him. Abraham did that God commanded him. Moses did that God commanded him. Samuel did that which God commanded him. And go all the way down, because there were commandments given by the Holy Ghost, Acts 1. But for some reason, the American people still think that God is asking. I mean, as if he's some lonely God up there that is just waiting for the American people to come back to him because you feel sorry for him. No, the fact of the matter is you don't know his character. You're in trouble, America. And I want to say something. If you want to sit there and do a whole lot of nothing the way that you have been, though most people I see across the country, I do see some people getting busy, no doubt about it, because there's an underlying voice that the state-controlled media does not want you to hear. The fact of the matter is, America, this is the good news. We can do this. We can do this. Because God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and fight the good fight of faith. But you better make sure you're doing it as unto him and not unto yourself so you can save your little backside. Love you by what I do. I truly do. And we will talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. I love you by what I do, and that's how you're supposed to judge my love. See ya.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.